Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
In Job chapter 33 and verse 14, it says, "For God speaks once, yes, twice, though man pays no attention. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on men in slumbering on the bed. Then God opens the ears of men and seals their instruction." The title of my message today is Dreams, Vision, and Destiny. Dreams, vision, and destiny. Today, I want to talk to you about discovering your destiny through dreams and a vision. If you ask people, what is your purpose? Most cannot tell you. They have no vision for their life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and 4, it says, "The God of this world has made blind the minds of those who have not faith, so that the light of the gospel might shine upon them." Many people have no vision for life and no vision for their eternity because they've been blinded by the evil one. But God has commissioned you to be a witness to the people that you know, and in fact, to the entire world. Because without you, they will be eternally lost. Now, this comes as an inconvenient truth to many people, because some people think we don't really have to share the gospel and share our witness and testimony with others. But Jesus Christ said that we were responsible to go and to share the truth of the gospel so people will know of God and be saved. In Ezekiel chapter 3 and 18, God tells us, "When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked person will die in their iniquity. But their blood will I require at your hand." And then it says, "Yet if you warn the wicked, and they do not turn from their wickedness, nor from their wicked way, they will die in their iniquity, but you have delivered your soul." There is no way that we can continue to kick the can down the alley when it comes to witnessing and evangelizing this world. Because we are each responsible if we are children of God. In Matthew chapter 28 and 18, Jesus gave us a commission. In fact, that commission was with authority. He said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, teaching them whatever I have taught you." You see, we are personally responsible to tell others about Christ, to invite them to church, to give them information through tracts, to support the gospel financially. See, the Bible says, "If not, their blood will be on our hands." Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." One of the ways that God attempts to communicate with saint and sinner alike is through dreams. God gave Pharaoh a dream to warn him about a coming disaster. There was about to be a famine for 7 years that would destroy the world. The story of Joseph represents how God's personal destiny for your life is connected with saving the world. Never forget, the purpose and dream that God gives to you is connected to saving and serving the world. Because Joseph interpreted the king's dream, it led him to prominence. Joseph's dreams encouraged him until he got there. God is placing dreams in your life to encourage you that he has a plan for your life. That there is a destiny that he has for you to fulfill. In Genesis chapter 41 and 54, it says, "Then the 7 years of famine began as Joseph had said that they would. And all the other countries were experiencing famine, yet there was food in Egypt. When everyone in Egypt began to feel the effects of the famine, the people cried to Pharaoh for food. But Pharaoh said to all of them, 'Go see Joseph. Do what he tells you to do.' When the famine had spread all over the country, Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold the grain." The key to discovering your purpose and fulfilling it is knowing God. You see, God has an assignment for every person's life. He knew you before you were born, and he gave you that assignment. Listen to what it says in Jeremiah chapter 1 and 5. God said, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you." And let me tell you today, folks, you will be judged by the Lord for how well you perform the task that he's given you in life and how you complete that mission that he's given you. The Bible tells us we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So none of us can say, regardless of our thoughts about our inability or even the fact that we really don't care, that we will not be held accountable for the destiny that God has for our lives. And let me say this to everyone here. No matter what you may have been told, your birth was not an accident. You know, God has a unique vision and plan for your life. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11, "I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a future filled with hope." God has placed within you an ability or a gift to accomplish the plan that he designed for you. God has given you passion and power in the area of that gifting for you to succeed. Now, there's something that we all need to do. Stop seeing it as your own personal desire and begin to realize it is God's plan. I'm going to say that again, because often we know God has called us to do something. We recognize that there are gifts in us. And sometimes we really just think, well, that's just me. I'm so happy that God has done this. But you need to stop thinking of it as something that you simply want to do and realize that it's God's plan for your life. It makes a big difference. Now listen to this scripture in Philippians 2 and 13. It says, "For it is God who is the cause of your desires and of your acts." God has put that desire in you, so don't ignore it. Your assignment in life is to fulfill the dream that God has planted within you. You know, often people fail because they seek personal gain. But God's dream is always about serving and helping others. And success is always just the result of serving. Don't seek to be successful, seek to serve. Because in your serving, you'll find your success. You know, as Christians, Jesus is our example of fulfilling our purpose in life. Listen to what he said in Mark 10 and 45. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others. That's your example. Listen to what 1 Peter says about the gift that God has given you, the ability and the talent he's given you. It says in 1 Peter 4 and 10, each of you must use the gift that God has given you to serve others. One of the reasons why many people don't get started in fulfilling their true destiny, and even though they have a gift, it's because often they're looking for their own financial success and wealth, and they don't focus on the real reason why God has given you that gift. That gift is for others. It is for you to serve others.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Ruth Peel, the wife of Norman Vincent Peel, was a former minister and co-founder with him of Guideposts Magazines. How many of you have ever read a Guideposts? Post. That is really an insightful magazine. It's a great thing that just encourages you. Well, she coined the phrase, find a need and fill it. You may have thought it that was from somebody else, but was actually from this woman. Find a need and fill it. Folks, it is through serving others that you will become great. I want you to listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 20 and verse 26. He said, whoever wants to become great among you will first become your servant. See, greatness is recognized by servanthood. The Bible says that although Elisha did twice as many miracles as Elijah the prophet, he was known as the servant who poured water on the hands of Elijah. You see, you will be known for your character and your kindness more than your charisma. I'm going to say that again. You will be known more for your kindness and character with people than your charisma and your great abilities to wow and zap people. People will remember if you look them straight in the eye, did you have time to shake their hand? Were you kind? Were you sensitive? Because greatness is about serving others. Now, it's time that you accept that God created you to be special. And he uniquely designed you to fulfill a dream. There are over 7 billion people in the world, and no two are the same. Now, I want you to capture what I'm saying to you. Billions of people in the world, no two are the same. Researchers say fingerprints are a common biometric, and most of us know that no two fingerprints are the same. However, there are other differences. Let me give you some. Things that include like DNA, eyes, voice patterns, palm prints, facial patterns. Folks, you need to understand that God made you a one of a kind. He made you uniquely to fulfill His divine design for your life. David said it this way in Psalm 139 and 14, I will praise you, Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now let's take a moment to praise God because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Come on, let's give God praise for that right now. You are not what people think about you. You are who God created you to be. And He created you to be wonderful. And He created you to be different. He created you to accomplish something specific in life. You were designed by God to be known for something special. Whether it's some special character trait or some ability or some gift that He's given you. For example, Noah is known in the Bible as the one who built the ark. Abraham is known for his faith that founded a nation. Samson was known for his supernatural strength. Let me ask you a question. What are you known for? Because it describes your purpose and how God designed you to serve others. Look at the person next to you and ask them the question, what are you known for? Now ask them, ask the other person the same question. What are you known for? Folks, listen, God assigned to your life a vision. That vision is the purpose that He has given you. What you are known for. And what you are known for, God will confirm in dreams to encourage you. Listen to what the Bible says in Numbers chapter 12 and 6. It's one of the ways that God communicates with us. And we're talking about dreams and visions today. God said, I, the Lord, will make myself known in a vision, and I will speak in a dream. I want you to be aware today that many dreams are simply copies taken from the pages of God's prophetic narrative about your life. So don't ignore your dreams. Often dreams are a message supplying information about your future. The Bible says of Joseph, Joseph dreamed a dream. And then later on it says, and later Joseph dreamed another dream and told his brothers. What are dreams? Well, one definition is dreams are a means of communication. And in this case, communication used by God. They provide information, guidance, warnings, and reveal future events in our lives. Most spiritual dreams are always talking about the future. If you have had a dream and it's a spiritual dream, it's not talking about the present as much as it's talking about something in your life in the future. And most spiritual dreams are not simply about your future. They reveal something about the assignment that God has given you to help others. Now, through the life of Joseph, we're going to examine ways that God uses dreams in communicating your prophetic destiny. Are you ready? You may want to take some notes. Number one, God uses dreams to confirm your vision. God uses dreams to confirm your vision. Now, as we look at the life of Joseph, I want to point something out to you. From the beginning of the story, we see that God had given Joseph a gift that he was known for. Joseph operated in an administrative gift. How do we know? Because he felt it was his responsibility to oversee his brothers. He would report back to his father what his brothers were doing. But something else we see as well. Joseph's father, Jacob, saw him in that role. Because the Bible shows us that Jacob made a distinction between Joseph and his brothers. He gave him a special robe of many colors. Some say it represented ruler status. No wonder his brothers were so upset. Now, I want you to listen. The dreams that God gave Joseph confirm the vision that his father and brothers already saw about Joseph. And they had already begun to react to the gifts that were given to him. Listen to what it says in Genesis 37 and 5. Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him yet the more. He said, "We were binding sheaves of grain out in the field, when suddenly my sheaf rose up and stood upright while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." And he said it with a smile on his face. His brothers said to him, "Do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule over us?" Well, folks, the vision was already in front of them, because Joseph was already wearing a robe that indicated that he was a manager over them, some type of ruler, and he was already reporting in to their father. You see, vision precedes the dream. See, you need to recognize the gifts that you've been given and make them your focus in life. I hope I'm helping you today. When we begin to talk about our destiny, God gives you a vision that he places within you. It's based upon the gifts that he has given you. So many people are looking for things in the opposite direction of where they should be looking for their success. Your success comes from within, not without. When the widow came to Elisha for help because her husband had died and there were men who were trying to take her sons away, he said, "What do you have in your house?" When Moses said to God, "I can't go and talk to Pharaoh," God said, "What do you have in your hand?" What God has given you, folks, is inside of you already to make you successful. Set your vision upon that and let that be your focus in life.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Dreams, Vision, and Destiny, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, I thank you for these faithful listeners. Your word says, "He shall call upon me and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver and honor him." Father, I pray that you would deliver all those who need deliverance today in every area of their lives. We trust you today, Lord, to make a way for us. Father, you see the time in which we live. You see the difficulties in which we encounter. And we just thank you today because you are near to all those that call upon you, to all those who call upon you in truth. And so, Lord, we come through the precious name of your Son, Jesus, asking you to intervene on our behalf. We rebuke sickness, disease, pain. We come against anything opposing us and coming against us. We thank you for divine intervention and deliverance today. All in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.